and Nick.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101,
this is the Fox. Well, this is very exciting, Melbourne. We have not had this on our show before. We have never dealt with an asperomancer. Now, if you're wondering what an asperomancer is, that is a psychic that can predict the future with asparagus. So welcome to the Fifi Fever Nick Show, Jemima Packington, our first asperomancer.
Hi, guys. Thank you for asking me on your show. It's a pleasure.
Now, for anybody who isn't aware of your asperomancing, Jemima, can you talk us through how you predict the future with asparagus and when you realised this was a talent you had?
Right. So what I do is I normally cast it, or some people say chuck it or lob it.
I prefer cast it
onto a flat surface. It makes patterns, and then I'm able to interpret the patterns. It's a bit like casting runes.
Yeah, the stones. People throw the stones.
It's like pick up sticks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Jemima, so the first time you did it, you dropped some asparagus and you went, oh, I can see.
I was a kid, and the way to eat asparagus is with your fingers, okay? This
butter.
Is the correct way. Buttery asparagus. Mm. You know what kids are like?
Good.
Huge, big handful, num, 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 and it fell on the floor, and I came out with a very precocious remark. And my parents sort of went deathly silent. They told me this afterwards. And they said, oh, my goodness me, she's got her auntie's gift. Because apparently I had an auntie who could read tea leaves.
My 2-year-old son threw his vegetables on the floor last night. Is he a vegetable mancer or just a naughty boy who has to go to bed?
Did you spot anything from the patterns, or was it just a mess?
I think everyone was annoyed.
Have you tried other vegetables?
Oh, I have. Someone asked me to try broccoli. Goes everywhere, bits, as you can appreciate. Cauliflower, the same. Butternut squash, well, that was a failure because it just exploded.
Have you tried Chinese broccoli? That's got the long stem.
No good. It's just not about the stem.
Asparagus, mate.
It's the bit on the top.
Now, Jemima, people are dubbing you Mystic Veg around the world. You've got this notoriety. Can you tell us, what are the predictions you've made that have come true? How did everybody find out about you?
So I was asked, I think about 10 years ago, to produce a set of New Year predictions. So, for instance, my predictions for 2020 predicted Megxit, which is Harry and Meghan. Bye-bye. And I also predicted that they're not going to come back into the royal family. I predicted Trump's second impeachment. I have to say, because it was imported asparagus I used, that I did say he'd be elected again, although he honestly believed he was elected again. So I didn't get that quite wrong. I have to tell you guys, and please don't laugh and applaud or cry, but I was the only psychic in the entire world that predicted Scott Morrison would be elected.
Wow.
There you go.
Now, good or bad, it doesn't matter.
I'm wondering, I mean, Jemima, if it's okay, would we be able to do a prediction now? You've got your asparagus. Could we ask you a question?
Yep.
Oh, this is exciting. You before said you use special asparagus. Is it homegrown? Is it supermarket bought? Where do you get your asparagus?
The best asparagus in the world is from the Vale of Evesham in Worcestershire. However, at this time of the year, it's slightly out of season. So I make do with whatever I can lay my mitts on. But the good thing is, once I've cast with it, I can wash it and eat it.
So perfect.
No waste.
Oh. Good. Great to know.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. How much do you go through?
Oh, a lot. Trust me, a lot.
Well, let's hope. Well, the asparagus you said is out of season, so let's hope this prediction's not off, because the last psychic we had, we went to Japan. And I asked the psychic the first question that you always need to know, and I think that I should ask you. Do you mind?
Not at all. Carry on.
It's a confronting question,
Jemima. It's very confronting.
I didn't even like it when he asked this. Who would ask this question?
Yeah. When will I die? Throw it up.
The asparagus says, you will die when the time is ready.
Yeah, nice answer.
Well, that's not
I like
really
that,
psychic.
No, it's appropriate, though.
It is.
Well, the last psychic.
Me here.
The last psychic told me I'll die in my 50s.
That is very, very, very naughty.
Me?
No, they shouldn't have told you that. That's very naughty.
I agree, Jemima. Yeah. I think that is really inappropriate to even if a psychic sees it, I think it's inappropriate to tell someone when they're going to die.
No.
Would you know, Jemima, is it possible to find out who might win the AFL Grand Final this year, or are you not familiar with our code?
No, I'm not, but I can tell you that Nadal ain't going to win the Australian Open.
Gee, poor Nadal. Is he even here?
Yeah,
did he come?
Poor Raf.
Imagine quarantining in a hotel in Melbourne for 2 weeks just to come out and find out the asparagus says you should have stayed home. That is
exactly.
rough.
What can I say? You know, if he'd have asked me, I could have said, save the air ticket.
We have a game here called AFL who, Boxy, just asked you a question, but the AFLW, which is the women's...
Australian Football.
League, yes, but the women start their competition tonight, and my old team, Carlton, is playing Collingwood, and they're two arch rivals. Who's going to win?
Two teams, Carlton, Collingwood.
One's just fallen on the floor.
Oh, that'll
and
be
I
Carlton.
Would guess that's Collingwood.
Yes! Good answer!
To win!
Seriously, that's the one that fell on the floor. That's saying Collingwood.
No good.
Oh, you're great. You're wonderful, Jemima. Thank you so much for your time. We really enjoyed it. We might reach out to you again if there's any big events happening down under.
Stay safe. And you, boy, don't you worry about when you're going to snuff it, okay?
Okay. That means I've got ages.
Yes. Other things to worry about, like AFL.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jemima.
Bye.
Stay safe. Bye.
You too. Bye.
101.9 The Fox.
Great news for swearers. If you all, growing up, you would have been constantly told by your parents, your teachers, no, don't speak like that, or maybe, or maybe not. Maybe
I grew up in Hoppers. I'm like, great work. You've nailed that.
And I couldn't understand my parents, so it's sweet.
Well, we always thought swearing was a negative thing. It was, you know, it was same with not, you know, showering, you know, cleanliness, godliness, all that stuff.
Well, you're supposed to speak well. I felt awful yesterday, Boxy. I said a word, and your daughter was like, Mum, he said a naughty word.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, God. Yeah, like I was back at school or
reminded
back at home.
Did you know what the funniest thing was? I don't think she heard it because I think Leon said, because in the car on the way home, she said, Mummy, what was the word Fev said that was supposed to be naughty?
Because no, I said, she said you said a swear word. And I said, no, I said shivers. She goes, oh.
Okay,
I was
good.
Like, yes, hold that.
Yeah, I shivered me pants. Not again.
But this is good news because scientists, now we was only saying this yesterday, why, like all scientists around the world should be focusing on a COVID vaccine.
Yeah, yes,
we don't need scientists analysing swearing, but a couple have been doing this.
Great.
And the research is suggesting that swearing is a sign of intelligence. You'd be wrapped with that.
Yeah, perfect.
Stoked.
You're loving this.
Knew that.
Stoked.
The participants in some sort of research study, they did it back in 2015. It's taken them 6 years to come up with the results, which is, what were these
Maybe they were busy
doing?
With COVID. The swearing thing's been pushed aside again. We've got to work on this pandemic.
Apparently, swearers in their study had a better vocabulary. So the
Well, if they had had me in that test, they wouldn't have come up with those conclusions. I'll give you the tip.
Swearing is also a sign of honesty. So people who swore less on interpersonal levels had higher levels of integrity overall. Hang on, people who cursed lied less. So if you were swearing, you weren't lying, and you had better integrity, according to this research. That's quite good. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a reason
is
to swear.
Is that a tick the box? Is it
yeah,
Boxy?
This is getting me on board. I mean, I'm an occasion. Do you hear me swear? It's occasional if it is.
No, I don't think I've ever heard you swear.
No, I'm
and
not
I thought that was a sign of intelligence.
This is, I think, where we were all
But you're
wrong.
Not swearing.
No. So
I'm sitting across from an idiot, Fev. Here we are, the two scholars.
This is the one that I think is great, though. And the only times I might be forced to swear, apparently that profanity improves pain intolerance. So you know when you'd stub your toe. Oh,
get off.
But that is apparently helping your pain. They are saying when they did a test where they got people to squeeze, like squeeze a ball or some sort of, you know, what do you call those things you use at the gym?
A squishy ball.
Oh,
those
like
stress things, you know, that help
stress
your grip.
Ball.
Golfers.
Oh, the grip. Yeah,
the
yeah,
grip
I know
things.
Those.
Those things, apparently if you were swearing, you could squeeze it harder and longer. But if you weren't squaring, you were freaking out and couldn't squeeze it.
There's something about swearing through gritted teeth as well.
Yes.
Charlie, go to bed, you know. And he's probably thinking, Dad's very smart. Dad's so smart, that's why he's yelling.
101.9 The Fox.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here returns tonight, 7:30 on 10. It's heating up. We're getting to the pointy end. But one of the highlights, I'm going to say one of the breakout stars has got to be favourite Irishman on Australian television, Colin Fastenage. And Colin joins us now. Hi, Colin.
How are you? I'm a bit old for a breakout star.
No, but you raise a good point. But no, Colin, well, I love
you. Like, I've only been on TV for 12 years, breakout star.
Well, no, okay. And I expect that from you, and that's fair enough. But I've always loved you, Colin. I loved you the second you turn up on MKR. You've always been great. But no, what I mean is in the jungle, I think.
I get it.
When you got in there, Col, I went, yes, game on. I'm watching now. This is, you're blunt. You're funny. You're so funny. And I just think you are probably the most entertaining to watch in there.
Oh, well, the reason I did the show was, number one, my kids made me a bet and said I wouldn't do it and I'd be back after a week. So I had to go in. And then the other one was because you'd done MKR for so long, people just see as this grumpy guy down the end of the table. But that's what's called editing, but it also pays the bills. But when I go home, I'm that idiot that's in the jungle. So I just wanted to do that. You know what I mean?
Hey, don't worry, Cole. Once you pick up the kids from school today, you will be the new breakout star because you've got a new fan base. Because I remember when I was in the show, my kids go to primary school, and none of those kids knew exactly what I did as a profession. They just thought I was a dude on the radio. And now I am there. I was always known as the dude who was hanging out with the spiders and the snakes. Should we get cool, Dad?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I was the cool dad anyway.
Well, you're ticking all the boxes then.
Are you watching it, Colin? Because I know a few of the celebs have said not even watching it, but are you sitting down with the girls and watching it every night?
Oh, yeah. Just because, you've gone through it, and a day in that joint is like 4 days. Because you just, if you don't do a trial, you're just sitting there all day. Like, there's nothing to do. And just, you forget what you say. So it's just good to go over stuff. And I sort of had a plan when I went in. Every day, just wake up, be happy. If you have an argument with someone, don't keep it going. Because don't be the real Fastenage, because it'll end out bad.
Hey, Colin, do the parents do better in there? Like, I feel, you as a parent, you'd just be like, well, get a sleep in. Nobody is annoying me, really. Who cares if I've got to eat some bugs? Surely the parents should nail this.
I think the parents do well at the start because there's no school runs, there's no kids, you don't have to make any dinner, do any washing, and then all the singles are just worrying about getting it on with each other. Mm. But I think by the end of it, the parents start to feel, you know, then that's when you start missing your kids and that's when it gets harder.
How long did that take? Because I've got a 2.5-year-old, I reckon I could go a few weeks without seeing him, and I love him.
I reckon it went about 4 days and then the tears started.
What about, Cole, you just referenced the in-camp romance that we're all watching play back. Yeah. Our analysis of it, it was Ash was never really into Abby. That was just, I guess, I was going to say easy, but it was just there. It was, the cuddles were there for him. What was your take on it being in there?
It all happened pretty quick. And I was like, this is like you've actually read a script or something that you've got to do it this quick. I actually had a word in his ear and I was like, calm down, mate, because this could backfire. And maybe it has backfired a little bit.
who in the jungle has annoyed you? Because being in a small, a small area with all these people, some big characters like Dipper, Grant, then you've got your low keys in Tony and Travis, who's a lovely fella. Who really annoyed you? Petit Fleur?
No one really annoyed me, but I'll tell you what annoyed me was when we would cook and Petit Fleur would go, oh, you know, it's not restaurant quality or we could do better. We're like, mate, we've got like 2 crocodile legs and a carrot. What do you want me to do?
What about, Colin? We had our opinions. When our good friend Grant Denyer, GD, told his story about Pamela Anderson, We didn't believe that. We still don't believe it. The funniest thing you said in that was you referenced to him as a dwarf at the time, yep. I believe, which got a lot of laughs. Did you believe that story about Pamela Anderson being into Grant?
Oh, yeah, I don't think he would have made it up. I reckon it's true, but the biggest the worst thing about that story is that he went home because he had to go to work in the morning. What a loser. Imagine you went to your boss and said, I'm not coming in tomorrow because I'm in bed with Pamela Anderson. Work away, son. Take a week off.
100%. Now, the final's on Sunday. How does it all work? Because there's still seven left. Is there seven people left or eight people left?
Tonight's a big one. Two people get kicked out tonight, which is pretty tough. I'm not going to.
So it's not you?
Mate, as if I would say.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we're not going to catch
you. A big one. Tonight's a big one. And then people vote from tonight, I think.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to give you a little hashtag or something, and then people vote for their. But I mean, if you look at the group that's left, the amount of people, like, they're all deserving winners, all deserving charities. And I think this year, I think, was a standout just for everybody got on. Like, it was a lot of fun. And I think after the year we just had with the COVID and all that, I think it was a great show just to have a laugh and lots of hugs and lots of tears. So it was a great show to do.
So do you all get together on Sunday like a Survivor sort of thing, and the two guests stand there and you're all sitting around a campfire, or how does it work?
We haven't even. Everyone goes back. Everyone has been eliminated. Everyone who's in the final or whatever, whoever gets through on the weekend. They all go back, and then they. I think it's probably similar to the ejections that go on at the moment. I reckon it's pretty, because we haven't been told yet.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a good party, good fun.
Well, whatever happens, there's got to be a massive party, mate. Uh-oh. Watch out, Sydney.
Well, Colin, we've been loving you in the jungle, and after, I guess, round about 8-9 years on MKR, what a breakout star on Channel 10's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
I'm going to do Play School next week. Breakout role.
Yeah!
Overnight success.
Thanks, Colin.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Thanks.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Yesterday we had some fun at Scott Morrison's expense, and you know he's a lovable guy in that we often have fun with him here on our show, so I don't think he would mind. But our Prime Minister did have some issues at the Australia Day ceremony when he had to keep saying the word citizenship.
Now, as a requirement of the Australian Citizenship Act of 2007. An Australian citizenship is a common bond. Persons on whom Australian citizenship is conferred.
I'm starting to understand the Liberal stance on refugees now. He's like, I'm not saying that word a lot. Let's just shut it all down.
And your favourite?
You just can't say it. I cannot say Feb that month. February. These are, see, we call these wordles, and they're words, you know, they're the tricky ones. And often when you approach them in a conversation, they're like hurdles. Like when you were doing little laths or whatever, and you'd be running, and you go, and you sort of stop before you jump the hurdle because you're a bit scared.
Yep.
These are wordles, and we are going to celebrate.
Said no one
them.
Ever.
Who are you kidding?
Like that?
Everybody gets scared of jumping a hurdle. Well, a lot of people do. Well, you're an elite athlete. I didn't expect you to get scared of anything.
Oh, in the state final in the 100.
Are you talking to me, the Olympian, or?
Yes, I did confuse you with Cody Simpson earlier in the show. But 131060, we want to hear your wordles. What are the words that you struggle with? And I know that specific will come up. Specifically, will be somebody's wordle.
Does somebody say, you know, you get like a bambalance or a, you know, peschetti?
Oh, yes.
Some people just, you know.
Yes.
Little kids generally,
they
but
do.
Sometimes I say street, not
which is
hold on, how do you say it?
Street, because it's S-T-R-E-T, not S-C-H-T-R-E-T.
And as we said yesterday, both of them sound perfect to me. Mm. I'm not a good speaker.
Remember, we had a caller though. It can be words that you don't even expect. We had a great caller not long ago. Remember, she was struggling with caravan. Like, who has it? But she just couldn't get the word caravan out.
Our good friend Darcy, the producer, she said a word yesterday and I lost it. Darcy, what was your little word?
When you've eaten too much food, Darcy, what do you get?
Indigestion.
It's like a half a question.
101.9 The Fox.
Time for wordles. Is this new?
Wordles, the words you struggle with, the words that you need to run up. And the funny thing is, even though you know you struggle to say it, every time you go to say it, it still comes out wrong. Mm. It's like your brain works against you on these words. Tess in Seaford. Hey, Tess.
Hey, how you going?
We're good, Tess. Now, Tess, we believe you struggle with a word that for, I'll give you a setup here. So if you were in trouble medically and you had to call a vehicle to come and get you, what is that vehicle?
Ambulance.
Ambulance.
And I've been in a lot of them and I still can't respond to it or ask for it.
Have you ever called 000 and when you've asked for an ambulance, have they said sorry or what?
Other people have for me because I haven't been able to say it.
Ambulance.
They laugh at me every time I get in.
It sounds like the way to describe the ambience in the back of an ambulance.
Yeah.
Ambulance.
Well, the ambulance is lovely. Ambulance
is amazing.
Thank you, Tez. Peter in Caulfield. Hey, Pete.
Hi, morning, guys.
Keeping with a medical theme, actually, Pete. Mm-hmm. If the ambulance had taken you to hospital and then you needed to be sedated and put under, who would be putting you under?
I'm going to go slow here. The anaesthetist. I really struggle.
Not bad. I want you to do it fast, though.
Yeah.
Anaesthetist.
Nearly my favourite person.
The anaesthetist.
Oh, God.
I can't even say it now. Anaesthetist. Actually, what is it? How do you say it?
Anaesthetist. Yeah.
You sure there's not a little S before that? Anaesthetist. Anaesthetist. Pete, you've ruined the show. None of us can talk now.
I'm with you, Fifi. I think there's a second S in there, surely.
A sneaky S in there.
Dr. Snooze.
Thanks, Pete.
10 seconds after you meet him, you don't know what he's called anyway.
Jasmine in Pakenham. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, guys.
Jasmine, now, that is a beautiful voice there that I would expect from a woman. It's very, how would you describe that voice?
Feminine.
Oh, that's good. Say it again, Jazz.
Feminine.
Sounds like my brother was trying to call my name when I was a kid. Brendan. That's what he used to say. Brendan.
Oh, really?
Feminine.
Feminine. I like it, Jazz. Thank you.
Feminine sounds like something you take for allergies.
I just need
some feminine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pollen in the air.
Kelly in Croydon. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kelly. Now, Kelly, you wouldn't know this, but Fev and Nick have a wrap every morning. It's a beautiful wrap. It's got chicken, it's got bacon, it's got avocado, and there's a
chicken,
nice
the main ingredient,
sauce in there. What's
mayo?
That sauce, Kelly?
The
aliola.
My husband laughs at me every time.
I get it, though. I reckon your brain sees that A and O and knows that they're not supposed to be in that order because they're supposed to be around the other way mainly, you know, coal,
exactly.
Fall. And you've just brain's gone, I can't do it.
You just hurt my brain.
Our producer spelt it A-O-I-L-I.
That'd be Darcy.
Yeah.
It'd be Darcy would have wrote
Isn't
that.
It A-I-O-L-I? Aioli?
A-O-I-L-I. Isn't that right?
No.
That's
right,
isn't
it?
Is that right?
Yeah.
A-I. There's a sneaky I in there.
Yeah.
That's a hard
Can you say it again, Kelly?
Aioli.
Aioli.
I'd like some aioli. It's a good word. Fiona. Thanks, Kel. Fiona in Cranbourne North. Hi, Fee.
Oh, hi, doll. Look, the word I have problems with is Singapore.
Singapore?
Singapore?
Singapore, even if I slow down.
But
really? Can't say it with the G.
Can we say it again?
Singapore.
But Fiona, can you say singing?
Singing. I can say singing, but I can't say Singapore.
Singapore? It's just a random K.
Can't do it.
I love it. And that's the beauty of Wordles, Fiona. You don't even have to explain yourself. It just is what it is.
It is. My kids just give me heaps about it all the time. They just say, go on, say it. And I say,
hey, Mum, what's your favourite city-state in Southeast Asia? Go on, Mum.
Say it again.
Singapore.
That's it for us for your Thursday, though. Top to 28 degrees. Going to be a humid day, Melbourne. Much on for today, team?
Well, my daughter's just gone back to school. Oh, I've got the other one at home, though.
Oh.
No!
Have an amazing day, Melbourne.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101, this is the